This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000 during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendover. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Deanna Spangola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spangola.com, where you will see the names of every single guest that I've ever had on the program since October of 2010, as well as links to their websites. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpangolaSpeaks.info. It's a wonderful site with a lot of fabulous links. It was created by one of our wonderful, very talented listeners. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spangola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spangola.com, or by going to Spangola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Michael Walsh, W-A-L-S-H. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. It is a compilation of Adolf Hitler's statements, and Witness to History, now available on Kindle at Amazon, and Behind Enemy Lines, The Reich Had Its Heroes Too, and Heroes of the Reich. Welcome, Michael.
Deanna, it's been a long time now. Can you give me some assurance that your president is not listening into this broadcast? It's big news.
No, I probably not, but probably the NSA may be, so. But he doesn't know what the NSA is doing, so it's okay. I'm sure we're safe from Obama.
Yeah, he might be listening to somebody else while we're getting on with it. We'll pretend that he's not listening in, hey?
Right. You're right. It has been a long time since we visited. Too long. I don't know where the time goes. It just slips away. But I'm very happy that you could join us today. I really enjoy talking with you. I enjoy your poetry. I enjoy all of our conversations and of course, particularly your work. And other people, according to what you've said, other people are also appreciating your work. You have some news about the publication of Witness, and you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, that's right. It's been on the back burner for a little while, but Witness to History is selling very, very well. Unfortunately for me, many of them are pirated copies, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over that as long as the word is getting out there. But, yeah, publisher tells me, Deanna, that in the People's Republic of China, they are totally absorbed, fascinated by the events, the tumultuous events of Europe from 1917 until 1945, 1948. So anything to do with, you know, those terrible events, the Third Reich, before that, Bolshevism, they have an insatiable appetite, and anything with a swastika on is just taken off the bookshelves almost immediately there is that kind of fascination for it. So, her publishers is going to translate Witness to History into Mandarin, and away we go, because I think we've got about 1,500 million people there. It's a little bit bigger than the United States.
Oh, that is just fabulous. And of course, you've written other things besides the ones that I mentioned in my opening. You're just really quite a prolific writer. And so the word is getting out. And the thing I like about your books and is because they are very concise. You put a lot of information in a very small space. You provide sufficient details for people to understand what has gone on without going on and on and on about details that people really don't need to know. And since so many people don't read anyway, the concisiveness of your work is a very appealing kind of thing for them. I think that that is it's really good.
You know, there are many books out there, and by necessity, they're academic. Be very well researched, which is not to say that mine are not equally well researched, but I think when somebody is reading a book, they don't want to read half a page and then read another half on the sources in tiny print that you would need a magnifying glass to be able to read. You just want to get through it. Now, if you're reading a book, especially on the nature of what we're talking about, usually talking about, if anybody wants to do the further research on it, then they're quite at liberty to do so. It doesn't have to be plastered all over the book. And I do try to write heart to heart. This is very important to me, that I speak in a way that can be understood. Otherwise, there really isn't an awful lot of point to either speaking or writing, because the way I always put it, Diana, is, you know, we're only substituting our tongue with our fingers when we're writing. I'm talking to you now, and I'm using my tongue, obviously, but it's not a great deal of difference to use my fingers to do so, and we can talk with our fingers, and this is all I'm doing when I'm writing a book on any subject.
Sure. Well, Italians can't talk without using their hands, but I'm sure.
now they can assert other people, but we'll skip that one.
I'm not Italian, but I married to an Italian, so anyway. Somebody in the chat room said it's about time that someone started exporting something to China. Isn't that true?
Yeah, well, I think I'm following the drift here, and I'm not quite sure, but you've got quite a lot of things that could be exported from the United States, and in some cases, the United States might be better off for it.
So, well, that might be true, but we get so many things from China that it's time that exported something really good to China, like your book.
Yeah. Thank you very much for that. But, it's a worldwide thing. We live in a very closeted society, both in the United States, you not so much as we are in Europe. But I was just explaining to my wife a little bit earlier the conversations that we're able to hold with our American friends on American radio probably wouldn't get very far in Europe. It would be closed down. So, in a way, I think what actually happened, Diana, is that when the Berlin Wall came down and the Soviet Union collapsed, we were under the misapprehension that the whole of Europe would be freed. And in actual fact, all it did was change one dictatorship, one totalitarian regime with another. And the irony is now is that the democracy, if you want true democracy, whether you like it or not, whether we agree with the principles of parliamentary democracy, if you want it in Europe now, you have to go to Russia or Eastern Europe, because it simply does not exist in Western Europe. There are 17 people, there is a president, and there are 17 people who are unelected who are running Europe. These are the European commissioners. Nobody knows their names. They're certainly not voted for. So very, very similar to the Soviet Union before its collapse, but that's the European Union.
Right. And that is so unfortunate. Really bad.
Well, things are moving very fast, Diana. We've been talking for a little while now, but there have been so many events since we first talked to each other on the radio program. You know, it was a different America then. We tend to find change occurring every single day. And then all of a sudden, a year on, you know, people are saying, wow, how on earth did that happen? I fell out with a friend, and I do remember, and I hope that my American friends will forgive me for saying so. But
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we do have a real quick 3-minute break, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is the one and only Michael Walsh. He is the author of Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, and Witness to History, which is available at Amazon and is soon to be published in Mandarin, for which we're just, that is so exciting.
Yeah, you bet. I think it's going to be a big seller, and I think that, I think somebody's going to like the blue touch paper on that book. I'm not blowing it out of proportion. I've written about 11 books, and I'm a realist, and you know, they're not really going to make waves unless to those who are fascinated by that subject in history. But I really do think that Witness to History is as compelling, if not more so, than that blockbuster, Did 6 Million Really Die? And there really is no reason why Witness to History couldn't overtake it in sales, simply because in one volume it explains concisely everything that happened between 1917 and the 1950s. And, you know, it's very, very important that it connects all the dots, Deanna, and this is the important thing about it.
Indeed. Well, you cover everything. I mean, seriously, it's chapter one, Formidable Transformations, The Enemy at the Gate, chapter three, that was chapter two, chapter three, The Jews in Germany, chapter four, Hitler, the Vote Winner, chapter five, Life in Hitler's Germany. I mean, you covered the Berlin Olympics, the war with Poland, the peacemakers. It's just, you've just covered so many things. And I just envy your ability to put this together the way that you did.
I think it took a lot of research, many, many years of research. I think Witness to History first saw the light of day about 20 years ago, and it's been constantly improved. And the one I'm working on now for the edited version for China is much more polished than the issue that's out there already. But I think the very important thing about Witness to History is my opinion, let's face it, is worthless. There's 7.2 billion people out there, and they've all got an opinion, and we can't listen to them all. No, the important thing about the Witness to History is it brings all sides of the conflict together, from the so-called Russian Revolution in 1917. And what we are doing is we're having a romp through history, but we are listening. It's almost as if we are in the same room with these great men, great women, these people who made history, whether we're talking about Joseph Stalin or Winston Churchill or Roosevelt. They're all there and they're debating, and I'm quoting them. Very, very little of the book is my personal opinion. It is just guiding them from one statement to another. So what, you know, the privilege that we all have by taking part in reading this book, Witness to History, is that it's like being in a vast social room and having the privilege to talk to these people and see their opinions on it. And what other book, Deanna, now gives people that opportunity?
Exactly. Yes, indeed. Now, right before the break, you were making some comparisons of, about Americans and how we see things and how quickly you are also saying that things have moved so rapidly just in the last decade, particularly, I think, since 9/11, have moved so drastically in America. And whereas in Europe, there's been changes, but they happened, well, as you say, with the collapse of the Berlin Wall. And so did you want to continue along that vein? Or?
Yeah, I think it was about 1988. Okay, there were strong signals that the USSR at the time was collapsing. There had been riots and marches and demonstrations, of course, in Poland and in Germany, Eastern Germany, Leipzig. And even at the time, we still believed that the Soviet Union was going to be around for a long, long time. And another historian, David Irving, he at the time, he prophesied the end of the Soviet Union within 12 months. And he was ridiculed throughout the Western media for making such an outlandish statement. And 12 months later, within 12 months later, the Berlin Wall was coming down, and the watchtowers and the barbed wire fencing, the razor fencing around Europe, that was dividing Europe, was being pulled down by the people who wanted to join brothers in Western Europe. Now, I nearly fell out. We recovered the relationship because a very good friend of mine, I like America, I love the American people, but that's not to be confused with the American administration. And I predicted that America was on its way out unless you find a savior. And he said, how long would you give it? I say, 2020. And he said, that's ridiculous. I said, I'll tell you what then. I said, we'll say 2015. He said, now you are talking through the back of your head. I said, okay. I said, I'll give it 1 year. I said, and America will be bankrupt. October the 17th, and America was bankrupt. So, now things are moving fast here, and it really is important that we all, you know, do something about it. And if you can't do something about it, another of my predictions is going to come true. And all of you people with your roots in Europe, you're going to be heading back here, and we'll be waiting for you.
Okay, where would I go? Oh, my goodness.
Everybody, even those Americans who have been wonderful Americans for about 300 years, they can still tell me what boats that their descendants came on. And they know their English villages better than I do. So, yeah, most people really in the United States, I think, in my experience, they are able to trace their roots back to somewhere in Europe.
Sure. Well, I'm Danish, Irish, English, and I have German. But I think I'd go to Ireland.
At the end of the day, you're a European, aren't you, Deanna? People say to me, you know, what are you, Mike? And I say, well, hang on. I said, it depends. I said, I was born of Irish parents in Britain. So there's two nations for you. I live in Spain for convenience, and the weather is rather wonderful as well. It's 26 degrees, by the way, here. But it's not that in Chicago. And I absolutely adore the Baltic states. So what does that make me? I'm a European.
Sure. Yeah, I love Spain. I thought it was beautiful. Just a beautiful country.
Yeah, well, your great revolutionary before he was shot down, of course, is Rockwell. He said, when the white people emigrated to the United States, he says they became Americans. And he said, that's the way it's always been. He says, but when the most of Africa, it seems that way sometimes, went to America, they were Americans second, they were African first. When the Jews came from all over the world and they settled in the United States, they were Americans second, they were Jewish first. The only ones who put the Americans first are the white Europeans, and really they should be paying a little bit more regard to their bloodlines.
Mm-hmm. Now, getting back to the collapse of the Soviet Union, was that allowed to happen because the people were already controlled and already brainwashed to accept certain philosophical ideals? Or was there actually rebellion against the political state?
I think it was a bit of both, but I think basically is what happened in the Soviet Union is what is happening in the United States now, is that the system just simply doesn't work, and it was going bankrupt, and it could not compete with the rest of the world. So,
exactly.
What would they call?
Okay, we do have a quick three-minute break. We'll be right back with our wonderful guest today, Michael Walsh.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler. He is also the author of Witness to History, available at Amazon and soon to be published in Mandarin, and several other books that are all just as wonderful as the two that I mentioned. And I'm holding my hand right now, The Triumph of Reason. And you have this, and again, it is a very concisely written 72-page book. You've included photographs in here and just very, very significant statements by Adolf Hitler. And you can tell that you obviously did a great deal of research in order to put these statements together in a meaningful way that people would understand and be able to get an overall picture of what he thought about so many very, very important issues. Now, I don't want to take away from what you were talking about right before we went to the break, so let's pick up from where you left off, and then let's talk a bit about the Triumph of Reason after.
Yeah, that's fine, Deanna, but you're asking about the Soviet Union's collapse and why did it collapse? Or was it the failure of the system, or was it that after all of those years, the population rebelled against it? Well, I'm told by Russians who lived through it that under the Brezhnev era, life wasn't too bad in the Soviet Union. You know, we were given a distorted picture, just as we were given a distorted picture of most of the country. So we tend to take our information from the media. But it was in the occupied states that there was the rebellion. Now, what was happening in the Soviet Union is now happening in Europe. And it's now happening in the United States. The system was not sustaining the population. The system in the Soviet Union was becoming more broke. People were getting less money. Prices were going up. There weren't the jobs because they couldn't compete with the outside world. And you reach a breaking point. It's a point where the straw breaks the camel's back. And the people by 1987, 1988, they knew that the Soviet Union was not doable anymore. And when they were hungry, and when there were jobs going wanting, and when the system was collapsing, that is what brought them out into the streets in Poland and in Eastern Germany and other places. You'll remember Prague and earlier on, 1956 in Hungary, in Budapest. The system was collapsing. It was unsustainable. And Gorbachev, really, when he got together with President Reagan, President Reagan was holding all of the cards simply because he knew that the Soviet Union was a busted flush and it wasn't going anywhere. So I'm thinking about the symptoms of the Soviet Union before it collapsed, and have to be careful here, Diana, because a lot of those symptoms now are affecting the West, not just the United States, but the European Union.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. They sure are, and of course it's all very devised and planned. It certainly was not an accident, and people, I think, are beginning to understand that this is all planned and that it wasn't something that just happened, but was incrementally designed to happen, and it was set in motion several decades ago, I think.
Yeah, I think America has been absolutely supreme. I've said before that the very beginning, or rather the turn of the 20th century, 1911, that was the period of the British Empire upon which the sun never set. And, of course, the United States, thank you very much, bankrupted Britain during the war. We only paid that debt off in 2006, and by that time, Britain was only an absolute shadow of what it had been when I was born. I used to look at the world map with a great deal of pride, simply because most of it was in red, and it meant that I felt like a Roman citizen, a citizen of Rome during the time of the Roman Empire, that everywhere belonged to us, sort of thing. And within a very, very short period of time, the British Empire had collapsed. And not long after that, the Soviet Union followed. And is it the turn of the United States to go belly up? And there's interesting times ahead. Can the American economy, can they cope with the BRICS group of nations, who are debt-free? America is not debt-free.
Well, I think if you consider that is what we're led to believe. But I think that the capital has just been transferred elsewhere. And certainly it's when you look at the CAFR, we are not really broke, or the government is really not broke. It's just that they are telling the population that they are bankrupt, so they don't have to fix the streets, they don't have to do anything to the infrastructure, they don't have to have any social plans that would help the people, and this is the excuse that they use for withholding services, even including police services in some areas, and just services that are necessary, fire departments and that kind of thing, and even schools. If people actually want to send their children to government schools. So I don't necessarily believe that the country is bankrupt.
No,
I think it's just all been transferred elsewhere or hidden, concealed. And there are a very small percentage at the top that control all of the resources of the entire country. So it's just all been monopolized. I mean, like when you saw that the 2008, the bank bailouts and that kind of thing. Well, that was just taking money from the population and handing it up to the banks. And then the banks did whatever they did. They transferred a lot of production out of the country and took over a lot of the business.
Yeah, unlike an ordinary business, I think it's clearly evident that there is no such thing as a bankrupt country. There are bankrupt banks, but not the bankrupt country. And in that sense, all states, as the United States is now, it's an artificial bankruptcy. It's being created.
Yes.
The money is there. It's just being shifted around. It's being hidden. And it's ending up in the hands of a tiny elite and being taken, as it has been taken, from the ordinary citizens, not only in the United States, but in Europe. How on earth can a continent like Europe, that has given so much to the world over several millennia, how can that go bankrupt? It can't go bankrupt. All it can do is have the finances mismanaged by an elite at the top. That's what's happening in the United States. And, you know, it's going to be interesting times ahead. But in other places where the bankers totally ruined economies, Iceland comes to mind. That's been a wonderful example to us
indeed.
All. And, of course, Germany and other countries, Gaddafi's Libya, where they nationalized the banks and there was a private banking system, or rather a banking system that was run by the government for the people, then these countries were, of course, not bankrupt. And the economies of Iceland are absolutely bouncing. And poor old Ireland, my mother country, didn't take the Iceland option. And they've got 13% unemployment rate. They are broke. And this is what happens when you let the bankers run things instead of doing what Iceland do and arrest them.
Sure. Indeed. Well, you mentioned that the British Empire collapsed at the end of World War II, and I believe that they just simply passed the baton to America, and now America has passed the baton to probably China, because if you go to China, you will see all of the American companies doing wonderful business over there, and I think that's how it works. And I think that Americans have always been brainwashed, indoctrinated into believing, oh, this is, and we hear it on the media, oh, this is the greatest country, and this is wonderful, it's a wonderful place to live. And so a lot of people, I think, in America say, well, you know, it's not too bad, we don't have it too bad, but they aren't the people who are living under the, in their cars or have lost their homes or anything else. And these are the people that we don't hear anything about in the media. We just, the media, of course, is the what I call the opiate of the masses. And
it's a Trojan horse.
Yes.
It's a Trojan horse. Your statement there. Yeah, it reminded me of the statement by George Bernard Shaw, who said, patriotism is your conviction that this country is superior to all other countries because you happen to be born in it.
Right. Oh, goodness. All righty. We are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back. And somebody in the chat room wants to know where your accent came from. And we know that you're born of Irish parents in England, but they want to know specifically. So we'll be right back and you can answer that question.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of Witness to History, available at Amazon and soon to be published in Mandarin. Let me just quickly share a comment from one of our listeners, Joe, who always has something very interesting to say. And he says, I quote, "Those under Soviet control were kept on a short leash, and they knew it. They knew they were under an oppressive government, whereas we in the West were kept on a long leash with our false prosperity and freedoms, which gave Americans the illusion that they had something to fight for, therefore willing to go into continual no-win wars which only profited world Jewry. Now the leash is getting shorter," unquote. What do you think?
I think he's absolutely right, Joe. Well said. I couldn't have put it better myself. I think that in the West, not just the United States, the illusion of freedom and of democracy is far more sophisticated than it was in the Soviet Union. And so we all labor under the illusions that we're free. The way I used to put it to people, well, you just take on the establishment and you'll see how free you are. As in the Soviet Union, you're free to go to bed, you're free to go out to work, and you're free to go out and have a drink with your friends. And as long as you're just like a bird in a cage. The Americans were in a gilded cage. The cage in the Soviet Union was made out of barbed wire. But the principle was exactly the same, is that they could only push the barriers so far. And in the United States, you're able to push the barriers a lot further than they ever were in the Soviet Union. But Joe is absolutely right. You know, all of your freedoms are being eroded.
Exactly. All right. So where is your accent from?
Well, I come from the same town as Paul McCartney, Liverpool. So, you know, you're going to get a twang, a Liverpool twang in there. As a matter of fact, my very frequent visitor to my home when I was a youngster was a young lady named Anita. She was the best friend of my sister, Noreen, who ended up in the United States in Boulder, Colorado. And there were two of them were walking down Matthew Street. Well, they were never out of Matthew Street where the cabin was at the time. And there were some guys ahead of them, and the two girls, Noreen and Anita, they pulled. And Anita pulled Paul McCartney, and, you know, the rest is history. Anita subsequently gave birth to a child of Paul McCartney's, to which she conceded that she was absolutely right. But Liverpool then was just a big, big village. Everybody, we took it for granted during the Beatles era, and we just thought that it was happening all over the world, and of course it wasn't. It was happening in Liverpool.
Sure. Oh, that's interesting. All righty. Could I read something from page 7 of The Triumph of Reason? And I am just so impressed with this book as well, because, as I said, you can tell you've done a lot of research in order to find all these things and put it together in such a way that people can just zip through this and have an understanding of so many ideals and so many topics. And this little paragraph is called the three main aims of the National Socialist Revolution. And this is Adolf Hitler said this in the Reichstag on May 17th, 1933. Number one, to prevent the threatened communist revolution, to build up a national state which shall unite the interest of the different classes and castes, and to maintain the idea of property as the basis of our culture. Number two, to solve the most difficult of social problems by bringing back the millions of our unfortunate unemployed into productive work. Number three, to establish an authoritative government supported by the will and confidence of the nation, which shall make our great people an acceptable partner of the other states of the world, unquote.
Well, he put it very succinctly, didn't he? He was absolutely right, and of course he couldn't achieve this under the bankers' yoke, so the first out of the door were the bankers, and those who were managing or mismanaging Germany's wealth, that they were hijacking Germany's wealth. And so the bankers were kicked out, and from that moment on, there was a war against Hitler's Germany. They weren't waiting until 1939. Everything, right up to, you know, 1st of September 1939, was they'd been struggling for 6 years to bring about this war, to topple the government that had kicked the bankers out.
Exactly. And, of course, all of this this animosity against Germany did not begin on when Hitler came into power. It actually started before World War One, and this was just sort of Hitler was really fighting the bankers as the previous the Kaiser had done in his own way, and of course it came to fruition with World War Two. So anyway.
Yeah, I think National Socialism, if you study it, we now know from looking back, and benefit of hindsight is always a wonderful thing, isn't it, Diana, is that I'm sure he will forgive me for saying it, but I do think that allowing 338,000 of Britain's troops to escape back to England to continue their war against Germany was a calamitous mistake made by the high command of Germany at the time. I think they paid the price, and that price could possibly have been Germany's downfall.
Indeed, although with there were extenuating circumstances, and he never really wanted to be in a war with England, but there were some issues with the terrain and their equipment that made it very unlikely that they could have been successful. The terrain was very marshy, and so I don't know that Hitler that allowed them. It was, as you said, the high command that made the decision based on the terrain and the weather at the time, and the time of the year that it was. And the other thing is that they also had France, and so they had to make a decision. Okay, do we allow this? Do we go to France, or what do we do here? And I think they made a decision that did allow the British to escape. However, the British left all their stuff there. I mean, they left all their ammunition, they left all of their other stuff there. And then, of course, when the soldiers returned to Britain, then Churchill recreated the scenario as if these people were just great heroes. And it was wonderful that they escaped. But I think that, as you said, as has been brought out, Hitler really didn't want to fight the British.
No, not at all. H.A.P. Taylor, which is probably the greatest, the most accurate historian that Britain has ever had,
mm-hmm.
he agreed, conceded right the way through, that Germany had fought a purely defensive war. As the evidence emerges, the internet allows us to take a closer peek at things which were denied to us for all of these decades, H.A.P. Taylor is absolutely right. Germany always reacted to aggression. It was never aggressive to itself. Right the moment from when they attacked Poland had declared war on Germany first, with the attack on Gliwice. That was one of a series of attacks on the borders of Germany. And Germany was not attacking Poland. Germany was reacting against Polish attacks on their territory. The same
exactly.
Poland, Churchill conceded, had with hyena-like appetite occupying Czechoslovakia on the same year. So nobody ever says a thing like that. When you stop and think about it, you think of the Second World War, Diana, as a game of chess. And everything that the German leadership did was like a game of chess, but it was defensive to stop them coming through.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness, we've come to the top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour with our guest, Michael Walsh.